This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Germany has rejected a U.S. proposal to waive the patent on COVID-19 vaccines, a move that could derail the proposal that needs unanimous approval from the World Trade Organization to pass. A spokeswoman for Angela Merkel's government said the protection of intellectual property is a source of innovation and must remain so in the future. Pharmaceutical companies say the issue is more complex and could erode production incentives and impede their ability to make vaccines. The decision is up to the 164-member WTO, and if just one country, including Germany, votes against a waiver, the proposal will fail. Meantime, Germany's health minister said Thursday the government will now allow AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to be administered to adults of all ages and hopes to offer children ages 12 and older vaccinations by the end of August. Jens Spahn said, after consulting with the nation's 16 regional health ministers, he's reversing a decision made earlier this year to restrict the AstraZeneca shot to people over 60 years of age. As India sets new daily records in COVID-19 deaths and infections, some experts see the humanitarian crisis as an opportunity for other nations to counter China's vaccine diplomacy elsewhere. Three of the nations that make up the Quad, U.S., Australia, and Japan, are expected to assist the fourth, India, after President Biden promised to provide New Delhi with the antiviral drug, which is used in treating COVID-19. Beijing has repeatedly offered to help New Delhi, but has rejected in part because the anti-China sentiment in India based on long-simmering border tensions. By remote, this is VOA.